I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Hola, I'm Vani Kabir, your divorce monk, and I bring to you Happily Divorced, a 13-episode series of my podcast, which is a HD Smartcast original. And I can't express how happy I am to share my journey with you.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
You may not be having any role in the wound that you got, but it is your responsibility to heal. And healing is not easy. Let me tell you this today, with all my coaching sessions that I take every day, and I see people that they have so much of hope in their eyes, and I see that they just wish that this healing process was a wee bit more simpler, but it's not. Healing is as difficult as going through a bad relationship. Healing is as difficult as going through something really painful. Healing is painful. But what is worth if it's not healing? Ek choti si kahani sunati hun. There is this guy who's taking a coaching session from me from quite some time. And he used to work with an MNC. You can say, yeah, an MNC. And with all the stress and all the pressure and everything that he was taking onto him, he got a brain stroke one day and the left side of his body got paralyzed. Within 2 months of that stroke, his wife left. Left and left like how? She just said that I have a 2 month offsite and I'm going and I'll be back. And she never did come back. Now in this story, I think that it's not another person's responsibility to be with you. Like they may just choose not to be with you. Anyone can have a change of heart. But is it not important that that change of heart should be communicated right so that the other person goes through a little less painful healing process? Agar wo shayad aisa karte ke ek dusre ke saath thoda time spend karte, शायद अगर उसकी वाइफ थोड़ा सा और स्टे करती और उसको अपनी नई लाइफ से अडेप्ट करने का मौका देती, या शायद अगर वो एक दूसरे से बात करके कोई और रास्ता निकालने की कोशिश करते, मे बी थिंग्स वुड हैव बीन डिफरेंट एंड मे बी द पर्सन वुड नॉट हैव बीन सो ब्रोकन. इट्स वेरी हार्ड टू हील एंड इट इज द रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी इन सम वे और द अदर for people who are in a relationship, both sides, to be careful about damaging another person. Be careful about your words. Be careful about your choices. Be careful about what you say, what you mean, because it is going to affect another person. And you don't know how it is going to affect another person. So why don't we all take it upon us as a responsibility that we in our relationship are going to be respectful and loving towards another person? There are differences and there will always be differences between any two people in the world, irrespective of what relationship they share. But why don't we talk to our boss like that when we are angry or when we are upset? Why does that right only come in to the people whom we are in a relationship with? Hum apne maa baap se बहुत अजीब तरीके से बात कर सकते हैं, उन्हें फॉर ग्रांटेड भी लेके बात कर सकते हैं. बट आप कभी अपने बॉस को ग्रांटेड लेके बात करते हो? या कोई और सेलिब्रिटी जिसको आप जानते हो या जिससे आप कभी कभी बात करते हो? नहीं. व्हाई? बिकॉज यू नो दैट दोज रिलेशनशिप्स आर देयर फॉर अ वेरी शॉर्ट पीरियड ऑफ टाइम एंड ऑल द अदर वंस आर देयर फॉर एवर. बट लेट मी डिस्क्लोज दिस टू यू टुडे. nothing stays forever. There is nothing that is going to last forever and ever and ever. Until and unless you put the right amount of hard work in it. It's a beautiful journey to have a beautiful relationship by your side. But when you know that it's not beautiful, then flinch. Walk away. Because it's important that you save yourself before you get drowned to save another. Saving other people is your responsibility, but it is the second responsibility that you have. Save yourself so that you don't have to heal hard. Save yourself so that you can heal other people. In today's episode, I talked about divorce healing, and it is hard. Before you go, log on to my website, check comeback coaching programs, because those are the ones that are going to heal you. Find your spot, call me, I'm there to help you. Or else just drop a hi to me at Instagram. Or agar bahut kuch lamba likhne ka man kare, to mujhe email karo, podcast@hindustantimes.com. Aur HD Smartcast ko follow karna mat bhoolna. HD Smartcast is available on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. And they have some really lovely, lively people coming up with great podcasts. So stay in and wait for my next episode. Till then, be good.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.